on the Western Front, August 11th, 1944. I know that all of us correspondents have tried time and again to describe to you what this weird hedgerow fighting in northwestern France has been like. But I'm going to go over it once more, for we've been in it 2 months, and some of us feel that this is the 2 months that broke the German army in the West. This type of fighting is always in small groups, so let's take as an example one company of men. Let's say they are working forward on both sides of a country lane, and this company is responsible for clearing the two fields on either side of the road as it advances. That means you have only about one platoon to a field, and with the company's understrength from casualties, you might have no more than 25 or 30 men in a field. Over here, the fields are usually not more than 50 yards across and a couple of hundred yards long. They may have grain in them or apple trees, but mostly they are just pastures of green grass full of beautiful cows. The fields are surrounded on all sides by immense hedgerows, which consist of an ancient earthen bank waist high, all matted with roots, and out of which grow weeds, bushes, and trees up to 20 feet high. The Germans have used these barriers well. They put snipers in the trees. They dig deep trenches behind the hedgerows and cover them with timber so that it is almost impossible for artillery to get at them. Sometimes they will prop up machine guns with strings attached so they can fire over the hedge without getting out of their holes. They even cut out a section of the hedgerow and hide a big gun or tank in it, covering it with brush. Also, they tunnel under the hedgerows from the back and make the opening on the forward side just large enough to stick a machine gun through. But mostly, the hedgerow pattern is this: a heavy machine gun hidden at each end of the field, and infantrymen hidden all along the hedgerow with rifles and machine pistols. Now, it's up to us to dig them out of there. It's a slow and cautious business, and there is nothing very dashing about it. Our men don't go across the open fields in dramatic charges such as you see in the movies. They did it first, but they learned better. They go in tiny groups, a squad or less, moving yards apart and sticking close to the hedgerows on either side of the field. They creep a few yards, squat, wait, then creep again. If you could be right up there between the Germans and the Americans, you wouldn't see very many men at any one time, just a few here and there, always trying to keep hidden. But you would hear an awful lot of noise. Our men were taught in training not to fire until they saw something to fire at. But that hasn't worked in this country, because you see so little. So the alternative is to keep shooting constantly at the hedgerows. That pins the Germans in their holes while we sneak up on them. The attacking squads sneak up the sides of the hedgerows, while the rest of the platoon stay back in their own hedgerow and keep the forward hedge saturated with bullets. They shoot rifle grenades, too, and a mortar squad a little farther back keeps lobbing mortar shells over onto the Germans. The little advance groups get up to the far ends of the hedgerows at the corners of the field. They first try to knock out the machine guns at each corner. They do this with hand grenades, rifle grenades, and machine guns. Usually, when the pressure gets on, the German defenders of the hedgerow start pulling back. They'll take their heavier guns and most of the men back a couple of fields and start digging in for a new line. They leave about 2 machine guns and a few riflemen scattered through the hedge to do a lot of shooting and hold up the Americans as long as they can. Our men now sneak along the front side of the hedgerow, throwing grenades over onto the other side and spraying the hedges with their guns. The fighting is very close, only a few yards apart, but it is seldom actual hand-to-hand stuff. Sometimes the remaining Germans come out of their holes with their hands up. Sometimes they try to run for it and are mowed down. Sometimes they won't come out at all, and a hand grenade thrown into their hole finishes them off. And so we've taken another hedgerow and are ready to start on the one beyond. This hedgerow business is a series of little skirmishes like that clear across the front, thousands and thousands of little skirmishes. No single one of them is very big, but add them all up over the days and weeks, and you've got a man-sized war, with thousands on both sides being killed.